it comes to that time, we are to hear from the President Jeff Tom to give his CCB report. Do you have a mic, Jeff?
No. Okay. Let's flip this. Okay, thank you. So I want to take a couple minutes before I start, because rather than do it in a hurry on Sunday, I want to really thank a few people that have really stepped up. But first, I don't know that he's listening this evening. He's had a little more problem doing it at home on his computer than he has the computer at work, which he did it today. But in case he is, and even if he's not, as I said earlier today, for those who may not have been here, Ed Branch, of course, as we know, is not here, but he wanted to send his best to everyone. He truly misses this organization. It's the first time he's missed a convention in, I don't know when, more than 15 years, I'm sure. And so in case he is listening, let's send out a real big hello, and we miss you, to Ed Branch. He's given tremendous service for a long, long time to this organization, and his sense of loyalty is something that is, about unparalleled. I want to also thank all the many people who have stepped up to the plate in Ed's absence in various ways. I said this on the board meeting, but many of you weren't there. First, I want to thank our AV guys, Brooks and Ronnie. We asked them if they could step in. They took it, upon themselves to take, an extra day or two off of work. We were able to have them fly up from here, where they live, to Sacramento to drive the van down on Wednesday morning, very early in the morning. The task that Ed usually does. And then they're going to have to drive the van back on Sunday and then go back to work Monday afternoon. So these guys are just really, oh, man. And they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, doing things that they normally do plus things they don't normally do. I want to, give a special thank you to others, to Debbie Obregon for her asking, hey, what can I do, and helping with door prizes, to others who have helped a registration, that don't normally do that. Debbie Cordero is at registration. I want to give a special thanks to Mary Lou for just shouldering even more responsibility than she normally has to, and knowing the difficult circumstances in which we were in. So, that everybody has really stepped up to the plate to make this work. We've done a great job of replacing someone who was hard to replace. So we've made it work. Okay, so it's kind of like deja vu all over again, as I guess Yogi Berra would have put it. 6 years ago, or more like five and a half, I was at the podium in some city or other. I'm sure those of you with better memories will tell me where that city was, giving a president's report to wrap up my first go-round as your president. And now here I am wrapping up what's going to be my final rodeo in that position. At our 2015 conference and convention, I gave what, for me anyway, was a bit of a fire and brimstone address. The major theme of my remarks was essentially, united we stand, divided we fall. I'm going in a different direction this evening, but I urge you, as we elect our new leadership in a few moments, to take the lesson of unity to heart. We risk losing far too much in the months and years to come if we don't work together for the betterment of this organization and for all Californians who are blind or who have low vision. In fact, I want to spend most of my time this evening, oh, maybe about an hour or two. There you go. Talking to an empty room, Gabe says. That's right. Most of my time looking at how much we risk losing by examining just how much we are doing to serve the population of blind and low vision individuals. If I mentioned everything and everyone, you would definitely tar and feather me for taking so long. And so I'm only going to dwell on some of the high points. It's been mentioned several times during the course of this convention that believe it and achieve it is just a great theme to describe how much CCB does for Californians with vision impairments. And I totally agree. Despite the internal obstacles that we need to overcome, membership and fundraising being right at the top of the list, we have refused to let that stop us in our work to improve opportunities for persons who are blind or low vision. It is the California Council of the Blind that is leading the way in preserving and enhancing our right to vote privately and independently and to access all, rather than just some, election-related information. Individuals such as Donna and Mitch Pomerantz, Jean Lozano, Margie Donovan, Artis Bazin, Linda Johnson, and many others are working hard on these issues. SSI, you heard earlier Mitch talking about AB 1584. It is very likely that this year you will actually see the first very modest increase in SSI benefits in a many, many, from the state program in many, many years. The governor is finally, you know, bowing to the pressure that a large coalition called Californians for SSI has been putting on him and the legislature for many years. And who is the one organization that is active in that coalition? Of course, we are the one blindness organization that works very hard in that area. The Department of Rehabilitation's BAC committee has been pretty feisty lately in terms of doing its best to hold the department's feet to the fire on various issues. There are several impressive advocates on that committee, but nobody gets it more done than Mitch Pomerantz. Guide dog issues. Is there any doubt after what you heard a few minutes ago that the work of GDUC, Guide Dog Users of California, and specifically the advocacy efforts of Margie Donovan and others in Sacramento have made CCB the leader in advocating on behalf of guide dog handlers? Even in those areas where I think we need to do more, such as education, we are still the organization that steps up to the plate when the need arises. In 2014, it was CCB who first went to the governor and legislative leadership when funding for Braille and large print books for kindergarten through eighth grade students was in jeopardy. And yes, Wynne Downing was certainly proud of that effort. And of course, I haven't even mentioned our work in a number of other areas, such as library services and other things, when the legislature puts the funding for those items in jeopardy. There's also our work with structured negotiation settlements, which continues, such as Rite Aid in the prescription drug labeling area, Kaiser Permanente in the healthcare arena, and many, many more. Not to mention audio description in theaters, which is currently ongoing. When you combine the advocates within our organization with the outstanding attorneys with whom we work, including Lainey Feingold and Linda Dardarian, Michael Nunez, Lisa Ells with their great law firm of Rosen, Bean, and Galvin, and disability rights advocates, we are truly blessed to have great advocates and attorneys in this organization. But it isn't just our advocacy that we can't afford to lose. We have been so fortunate to have Gene Lozano, with the able assistance of many others, put on a string of absolutely incredible conventions. Let's have another huge round of applause. Look at the amazing topics that we've covered over the years. And you know, it is really hard in these times when it's getting more and more difficult to, you know, get the rates we want and get all we want. And yet, Gene and others just continue time after time to make these conventions something that are very attractive to come to. We can be proud of our crisis funding, both through our crisis committee chaired by Christy Crespin and the Ellen Murphy Fund for women 50 and over, chaired by Kathy Skivers. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kathy's listening to this right now. In fact, I was talking to Kathy shortly after Wynn's death, and she said, you know, we got to get out there and raise funds for all of our crisis committee programs. How about our employment loans given out by the CEA committee, which Mitch chairs, or our ABLE scholarship work under the chairmanship of Robert Wendt? I believe we gave out over 15 scholarships last year, right around there. And of course, we want to thank Active Blind Incorporated for funding some of those awards. How about the BC and all the great work done by the Publications Committee, chaired by Linda, along with BC editor Judy Wilkinson? I don't see why you can't be editor. You're just going to be president, maybe, or something like that. Not to mention the website work performed by that great cadre of volunteers under the leadership of Vita Zavali. Last, but far from least, I haven't even mentioned everything that gets done at the local chapter level and at the committee level. You know, committee chairs, you know, like Pam Pology, who has done such good work on nominations and credentials. Chapters like the San Francisco chapter and their scholarship program, you know. The Fresno chapter. Wasn't that a great interview that we had with the Fresno chapter in terms of some of the things that they have been doing, dining in the dark? We have a tremendous amount to be proud of in this organization. For all these reasons and more, CCB is the most important organization in California of consumers who are blind or who have low vision. Likewise, for all of these reasons, we cannot afford to see this organization slowly deteriorate and our advocacy and other services on behalf of those with vision loss diminish. We must redouble our advocacy efforts and be ready to make a phone call or send an email when asked to do so. We must support our newly elected leadership who will assume office in July. In addition, we will soon be circulating a recruitment announcement to select an executive director who will start in the fall. We must give that person our support because an executive director will enable us to undertake many new initiatives and free up the president to engage in better leadership efforts. We have a lot to do in other ways as well. A strong organization will make the job of the president and of the executive director even easier to perform. And to become stronger, we must support our fundraising efforts. And I'm not asking you to give more and more of your own money. You are all limited in what you have. What I do mean is to raise money in other ways. And one of them is our major fundraiser, the Muttstrut. We are planning another November event, as most of you now know, La Crescenta Park, We are fortunate first to have this event co-chaired by Donna Pomerantz and Debbie Cordero, and second, to have tremendous community support for that event. For those of you in Southern California, it is important to have you participate, not only to raise money, but also to show all the sighted runners and walkers and dog owners who will also be there who we are and what we can do. But for those of us not able to attend in person for whatever reason, we need to make this event work as well by either donating to participants or even better, becoming virtual walkers and raising money ourselves. I don't know how many people I talk to that say, I just don't know how to raise money. It's hard. It's really scary for me. Well, it isn't rocket science. And yes, it does take a little work, but we can give you the tools, whether via online or the old U.S. mail. I don't know how many of you know, but one of the Sacramento's top dog for a couple of years, Tahoe raised most of her money by the snail mail effort. So it can be done. It doesn't even have to be done with a computer. What it comes down to is that if this organization is to continue to thrive, you need to stretch your comfort zone. We all do. And we all need to do some things we never thought we could. Finally, it is up to each one of us to do what we can to ensure we don't lose local chapter and statewide affiliate members and to recruit new members. So yes, there is far too much at stake for the California Council of the Vine to fade slowly into the sunset. However, we can remain strong, and we will continue to be the leading organization of people who are blind or who have low vision if we take to heart the theme of this convention, if we merely believe it and achieve it. Thank you very much.
First of all, are there any questions that maybe for President Tom? Any hands raised up? Nope. Okay.
This is Christy Crespin, and I'm wondering if I missed. I know during the board meeting there was a discussion of something that's supposed to be discussed on Sunday morning, and I'm wondering if that was addressed.
I announced it earlier this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. I announced that there will be the entertainment of a motion as the first item of business for the removal from the board of Charles Navarrete. So that motion will be entertained at right after an invocation, so around 8:30 or whatever.
And I would like to say, as the outgoing first vice president, it's been an honor serving you, and I wish to thank you for the support over the years, and I will not be as actively as involved, but I still will be available if asked to give input, particularly in the area of conference and convention matters. I ask that you give the support and the commitment that you gave me to the new officers that are coming in. And they will need that support. Like I've said before, there is major changes the organization has been going through. The conference convention is only one of many others. We have a lot of, it's a turning point in the organization. And we need to stick together and support the people that we elect. So thank you very much, and I look look forward to talking to you later. Thank you. Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. Oh, you're telling them now. Hey, now we have a big door prize. And this is just since you've been all good this evening, and a major door prize. It's actually a quilt. And I'll have somebody give the details. Debbie probably give the details who it came from, the donated to us, and spend all these hours to do it. And then I will turn it over to Jeff to begin the elections. So,
Debbie? We're looking into this quilt. Do you know who it's made by? Oh, she's okay. Mary Lou's going to get her name for us.
Okay, and then and maybe a description of it, too.
Yeah. See what Mary Lou finds out.
It's Kathy Berman, I think, that made the quilt.
Oh, she's from Sacramento.
Okay, here comes Mary Lou. She's coming.
Kathy Berman.
Kathy Berman. Okay.
It is beautiful.
Okay. She's opening the bag right now so she can describe it to us.
We're opening it up to get a description.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
It's various colors of blues and greens and purples and white. It's beautifully done. Good job.
Wow, that is gorgeous. Oh, mine.
Oh, did you? Because I heard somebody from the back house.
Did you pull a number?
I did.
Rolling in.
Which Pam? Pam, are you around? Vladdy? Jeff?
Your report. Do you have it in Braille by any chance or something?
He needs your credentials report. Do you have it in Braille? Okay. So if you can bring it up. This is, Jeff will need for the lecture. And Debbie, thank you very much this evening.
I mean, but before we do that.
Yes.
Here
you are.
We'll have to put Gene as like emperor or maybe grand vizier, something, you know, some title or other. Grand poobah, yeah, there you go. I like that. That's a good one. Czar. We'll make him the czar.